אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות.
We're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, first volume, part one, page 24 in Hebrew, in inner observation, item 30, in chapter 8. You can ask questions during the lesson, we'll ask them. So the title is the explanation of the expansion of the light of Ein Sof into four phases in order to reveal the vessel which is the will to receive. Item 30. For this reason, any expansion of the light of Ein Sof consists of 10 sefirot. It is because Ein Sof, which is the root and the emanator, is called Keter. The light of the expansion itself is called Chokhmah, being the entire measure of expansion of the light from above, from Ein Sof. It has already been said that the will to receive is incorporated in every expansion of light from above. However, the form of the desire does not actually become apparent before the desire to extend light awakens in the emanated being more than the measure of his expansion. Thus, because the potential will to receive is incorporated immediately in the light of the expansion, the light is compelled to bring the potential to the actual. Consequently, the light awakens to extend additional abundance, more than the measure of its expansion from Ein Sof. It is in that light that the will to receive actually appears and acquires a new form through a slight change of form. This makes it darker than the light, for it gained coarseness by the new form. This part that has become coarser is called Bina. As in the verse, I am understanding, meaning Bina, power is mine, power is Gvua, is mine. Indeed, Bina is part of Chokhmah, meaning the very light of the expansion from Ein Sof. However, because she increased her desire and drew more abundance than the measure of her expansion in Ein Sof, she thus acquired disparity of form and grew a little coarser than the light. In that manner, she acquired her own name, namely the Sefirah of Bina. The essence of the additional abundance that she extended from Ein Sof by the power of her intensification of desire is called light of Chasadim, or upper waters. That is because this light does not extend directly from the light of Ein Sof, like the light of Chokhmah. Instead, it is assisted by the emanated being who intensified the desire, consequently acquiring a separate name, light of Chasadim, or water. Now you find that the Sefirah of Bina consists of three lights. The first is the light of Bina itself, which is a part of the light of Chokhmah. The second is her growing coarser and the disparity of form in her, acquired by the intensification of the desire. The third is the light of Chasadim that came to her through her own extension from Ein Sof. However, this still does not complete the entire vessel of reception, since the essence of Bina is the light of Chokhmah, which is very exalted, a direct expansion from the light of Ein Sof. Consequently, only the root for the vessels of reception and the operator of the operation of the vessels appeared in Bina. Afterwards, that same light of Chasadim that she extended through the power of her intensification extended from her once more, and some illumination of Chokhmah was added. This expansion of light of Chasadim is called Zera Anpin, or Chagat. This light of expansion also increased its desire to extend a new abundance that is greater than the measure of illumination of Chokhmah in its expansion from Bina. This expansion is also regarded as two phases, because the light of the expansion itself is called Zeranpin, or Vak, while its intensification is called Malchut. This is how we come by the ten Sfirot. Keter is Insof. Chokhmah is the light of the expansion from Insof. And Binah is the light of Chokhmah that intensified in order to increase the abundance by which it gained coarseness. Zeranpin, which consists of Chagat Nehi, is light of Chasadim with the illumination of Chokhmah that expands from Binah. And Malchut is the second intensification to add Chokhmah more than exists in Zeranpin.
No,
well, I don't think that from such a reading there can be any questions, but we already know a bit about this. We did talk about this. So let's ask today, but we'll have to go over it again. For this, they gave me another screen where we can see drawings and advance in that way. But for now, Bishkek. You want to ask something?
Yes, Rav, thank you. Baal HaSalam wrote this in such a beautiful way, and the question is, how is it possible that the desire draws more light every time, as if it somehow was a small light and it intensifies, since the light of itself is whole on its own, and it seems as if it's growing and growing. So how is that possible?
We don't have any measurements in the light. It all depends on the vessel. As much as we increase the vessel, we can see that the light fills the vessel more and more. That's why it's called the light of Ein Sof, that it has no limitations or measurements or end. It all depends on the vessel. So one comes with a small glass. A different one comes with a bigger glass. And that's how each and every one comes with what he has. But the light is infinite, no limits. It all depends on the vessel. And also in the end, when we reach Gemar Tikkun, so our vessel becomes an infinite vessel. It is limitless. And there are a few interpretations here. We can't digest this with our brain from this world. So tell me, please, if I take this glass, let's say 200 grams, and I fill it all the way up, so it is considered Ein Sof, because there are no limits. This cup feels that it is completely full, that everything it wanted, it received. That's why it's called limitless. When is there a limit? When, let's say, up to here, it was filled, and now there's a part that wasn't filled yet. So it means there's still a limit. But if there's no deficiency, that all the deficiencies are fulfilled, so there is no limit. It's endless. It's infinite. That's why the matter of infinity, Ein Sof, it all depends on what the vessel defines. As much as the vessel gives deficiencies and the light can fill it. And well, fill it. How can I say it? PT 13.
It's about Bina, which is coarser, as if there's a process of the vessel being more coarse with the Bina of Bina. Why is it coarser? It's a, she resembles more.
I don't want to start drawing because we only have a few minutes till the end of the lesson. The light of Ein Sof expands. This expansion, or Ein Sof, is called Keter. The expansion of the light from Ein Sof is called Chochmah. And in the phase of Chochmah, the will to receive starts formulating there. The will to receive, when it starts feeling itself, that in somewhat it became different from the light, then it, according to that, receives the qualities of the light and wants to be in bestowal like the light. And from here the quality of Bina comes. Meaning the will to receive in phase one is the will to receive that was born from the light. That is, I've created the evil inclination, but still it is included in the light. There's still no difference between the light and the desire, even though the desire already exists in the light. Afterwards, this desire receives from the light the desire to bestow. And then it is not in contradiction with the light. And that is Bina.
Bina is Bina Bet.
Bina is phase two, where the light expands within her. She feels as much as she's different from the light in somewhat. And then from it, the third phase comes out. The third phase in somewhat is the will to receive and the will to bestow together. Even though the will to receive in it is not big enough to be on its own authority, but still is included in the will to bestow. That's why it's called phase three. It's something in the middle. It belongs to Bina, but it's not Bina yet. It starts coming out of her. It sticks out of her. And in the end, when the light keeps bestowing on the third phase, so from the third phase comes phase four, where it's a will to receive. It's already the will to receive on its own right. That it exists on its own right, demands on its own right, feels on its own right that it doesn't belong to the light. It's contradicting the light and wants to determine the form of light expanding in it, that it wants to enjoy him on his own. That's why phase four is called the will to receive, that even though everything cascaded from the root, phase four is opposite in its desire from the root. And in this way, the four phases of the will to receive develop from the light of Ein Sof until something opposite of the light becomes. And that is called the created being, or the fourth phase. This is what happens. Except for that, nothing happened in creation. The rest are corrections on the fourth phase, which is the restriction, the screen, reflected light, that phase four wants to resemble the light, the Keter. That's all of creation, and we are participating in it as parts of the fourth phase, that we understand that we are opposite of the light, And we want to be, on the other hand, we want to be like Him, to reach the degree of the light, the degree of the Creator. And in this way, we develop. So this is actually all of the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's all of creation. Everything that takes place happens in phase four. The previous phases that came before number four, they cause all the states to phase four. And we that were in phase four, we learn how we, while being in phase four, we can resemble the Keter. That the Malchut of direct light will become Keter of reflected light. And in this way, we raise ourselves to the degree of the Creator. Just He comes from above towards us, and we are from below towards Him. But like this, we reach a state where Malchut and Keter connect together, and the Creator and the created being reach adhesion. This is actually all of the wisdom of Kabbalah and all of creation. There is nothing more in creation. If creation is conducted by direct light alone, from the root 1, 2, 3, 4, to phase 4, that's called corporeality. That there's no connection with the Creator, but phase 4 is managed by the light that comes to us from Ein Sof, from the root. If we, in phase four, we awaken and want to reach the degree of the root. So we are called Kabbalists that want to receive all of this creation and also manage it on our behalf. Then we learn from the forms that come to us from above, from the root 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 2, 4. We learn how we can respond to 4, 3, 2, 1, from below upward to the root. That's called raising man, raising a deficiency. That then we ask and receive forces from above downward. These forces take care of us, they correct us, and we eventually reach Keter, the phase of Keter, the root. And then we actually connect with the Creator. These corrections that we are performing are called mitzvot, commandments, actions in order to raise to the degree of the Creator. And we do them with the help of the light that reforms, that is called Torah. That's why we say that all the corrections are by Torah and mitzvot, the Torah and commandments. The Torah is the upper light that descends upon us according to our desire to uplift and organize things that will resemble the Creator. And in this way, even though we are called created beings, we also reach the degree of the Creator completely, to the state that we know and feel and see we become eternal like He is. This time, next time, doesn't matter when, but we all reach it. And all the souls in all incarnations, in this way, we will reach it. The question is when? So we have an opportunity to hasten the states, to speed them up, in order to help us advance and the whole world towards the Creator. That's what we are learning about, and this is what we are trying to do. That's it. We will end the lesson here and meet you tomorrow, tomorrow morning. Okay? So I'm happy to see Toronto 3 today. Okay, Moshe.
So we have an announcement to conclude the schedule for today at 10 till 10:30. We have a conversation of Simeon Vinokur with Rav Lightman at 10:30 till 11:30. The writer is meeting with Rav Lightman. Let's sing a song.
you have to.